We're going to kick off a great program. Actually, I've got an article coming up. Who am I? I was born between 1725 and I died 1807. So you be thinking about that.
Troy County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.com. Where can you find a Quiet Trails International, the first in the Northern Hemisphere and second in the world? Yep, Cherry County. How about International Dark Skies, Merritt Reservoir, Cherry County. National Scenic River, the Niobrara River, Cherry County. It's all at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman. So make sure you check them out. It's what ranchers read, Tri-State Livestock News.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and let us hear what you got over there.
Yeah, let's see if you can figure out who it is. It's kind of a mystery. The only godly influence in my life as far back as I can remember was my mother, whom I had only had for 7 years. When she left my life through death, I was virtually an orphan. My father remarried, sent me to a strict military school where the severity of discipline almost broke my back. I couldn't stand it any longer, and I left in rebellion at the age of 10. 1 year later, deciding that I would never enter formal education again, I became a seaman apprentice, hoping somehow to step into my father's trade and learn at least the ability to skillfully navigate a ship. By and by, through a process of time, I slowly gave myself over to the devil, and I determined that I would sin to my fill without restraint now that the righteous lamp of my life had gone out. I did that until my days in the military service, where again discipline worked hard against me. But I further rebelled. My spirit would not break, and I became increasingly more and more a rebel. Because of a number of things that I disagreed with in the military, I finally deserted, only to be captured like a common criminal and beaten publicly several times. After enduring the punishment, I again fled. I entertained thoughts of suicide on my way to Africa, deciding that would be the place I could get furthest from anyone that knew me. And again, I made a pact with the devil to live for him. Somehow, through a process of events, I got in touch with the Portuguese slave trader, and I lived in his home. His wife, who was brimming with hostility, took a lot out on me. She beat me, and I ate like a dog on the floor of the home. If I refused to do that, she would whip me with a lash. I fled penniless, owning only the clothes on my back, to the shoreline of Africa, where I built a fire, hoping to attract a ship that was passing by. The skipper thought that I had gold or slaves or ivory to sell and was surprised because I was a skilled navigator. And it was there that I virtually lived for a very long period of time. It was a slave ship. Of course, at one point, I got in trouble, and the skipper beat me, and I fell overboard. Because I couldn't swim, he harpooned me to get me back on the ship, and I lived with a scar in my side big enough for me to put my fist into until the day of my death. On board, I was inflamed with fever. I was enraged with the humiliation. A storm broke out, and I wound up again in the hold of the ship, down among the pumps. There, bruised and confused, bleeding, diseased, I was the epitome of a degenerate man. I remembered the words of my mother. I cried out to God the only way I knew, calling upon His grace and His mercy to deliver me and upon His Son to save me. The only glimmer of light I would find was in a crack in the ship in the floor above me, and I looked up to it and screamed for help. God heard me. 31 years passed, I married a childhood sweetheart, I entered the ministry. In every place that I served, rooms had to be added to the building to handle the crowds that came to hear the gospel that was presented and the story of God's grace in my life. I decided before my death to put my life story in verse, and that verse has become a hymn. My name? John Newton. The hymn? Amazing Grace. Indeed. What do you think of that? Amazing grace. Hard to believe all of that history came with that hymn. Let's wrap the program up with a couple of these. When the character of a man is not clear to you, look at his friends. Very telling. No problem is so formidable that you can't walk away from it. Remember that. There is more to life than increasing its speed. Oh, if we could only figure out how to do that. And no revenge is more honorable than one not taken.
Keep listening to great radio stations like Ortonville, Minnesota's KDIO at 1350 AM for more of the good stuff.